Welcome to WFHR's Over the Back Fence. This is the show that invites you to call in to buy and sell items, help neighbors, and have a few laughs. There's no price limit on items, although we do ask you keep it to 3 items per call, and for-profit businesses must pay for advertising. WFHR offers no warranty, assumes no liability, and makes no guarantees regarding any items offered for sale. WFHR reserves the right to edit or to refuse any items or to terminate any phone call. Remember, when you call into Over the Back Fence, you are calling in a live radio show, and your call will be live on the air. Your call may also be recorded as part of the entire program for future use. The opinions expressed on this show are that of the host and callers and not necessarily that of WFHR, its advertisers, ownership, or staff. When you call in, please turn your radio down and have fun. And now let's get to it. It's time for WFHR's Over the Back Fence.
You heard the man. Let's get to it. It's time for Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, March 25th. 2023. Have your host, James J., behind the mic. Thank you so much for joining me, everybody. Hope the start of the day is treating you good. You can know that we will. You can trust in that. We're going to have some fun this hour. We're here to take your phone calls, 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. Items that you're looking for, items that you want to sell. Maybe there's an event in the area that you want to talk to us about. That's fine. All of the above. You want to call up and say hi, that's all right, too. We welcome that. Looking forward to it. Got plenty to talk about today. First thing I wanted to do was certainly send a thoughts out to our friends and our listeners down south. Got a handful of them down there in the Mississippi area in particular. So I want to send thoughts out to them, certainly. Got other things we'll get into today. We have some local stuff that I want to touch on. If we have time, we'll get into our day in history, have some fun with that. I will do my best to not talk too much sports. I've got playmakers for that, but I really, really want to. So if you guys want to, that's your, you call up, we talk about what you want to. So I have to talk about it if you guys bring it up. But otherwise, we'll got plenty of other things to get into. We're going to talk about our schedule here. We'll have, of course, our news and notes, our mailbag items, get into all those things. Plenty of stuff. But again, first and foremost, your calls, 424-2600. Feel free to call up and join the conversation. First thing I did want to get into was some local events kicking off today. And of course, one of the big ones, if not the big one, Nacoosa Walleye Days. Actually, a lot going on in Nacoosa today. This one, the big one, kicks off today, goes till April 16th. Fish registration for everybody, just keep in mind, is at the Nacoosa Mobile Station at 106 First Street in Nacoosa. I'm pretty sure that's the one I used to work at. Pretty sure. You can, for all catch and release, after hours fish registration is at 715-571-7550, 571-7550. Registration, register all walleyes over 18 inches for a chance to win. First prize is a $1,000 Visa card from Walleye Days. Second place is a $400 gift card. And then a pool cue from Jacoby Custom Cues. That gift card is from Nacoosa Mobile. Third place is a $300 gift card from Nacoosa BP. And a guide outing from Fish and Time Guide Services. Some good stuff there. Take a Kid Fishing Day wraps everything up on the 16th, and a big thank you to Nacoosa BP for sponsoring that and all the great sponsors. This show is only an hour. We don't have enough time to name all the sponsors. I do have enough time to mention that WFHR and WRI are sponsors. I can't get that in. because we're proud of it. We're proud to be co-sponsors of this and sponsors with so many other great businesses and all local businesses that put back into their community, believe in their community, and believe having a good time, because that's what this is. The Nacoosa Walleye Days committee encourages catch, photo, and release. You can find out more by going to their Facebook page. Just type into your Facebook search bar, Nacoosa Walleye Days. Have some fun, and a big thank you to the city of Nacoosa, to all the people in Nacoosa. They do such a great job hosting this. Spent a lot of my time here in Wisconsin in Nacoosa. Love that area so much, and always look forward to this time of year. It's a lot of fun. Enjoy, everybody. Have fun. We'll be talking more about this. In fact, coming up on Tuesday, the 28th, in the morning show around 9-ish, we are going to have some of the people from the Nacoosa Walleye Days joining us. Looking forward to that. We're going to talk a little bit more about it and give you an update on the event. It's going to be fun. Speaking of talking to people about events, just this week on Morning Magazine, we had our good friends from the Historic Point Basin. Mike and Tom were here talking to us. I love talking with Mike and Tom so much. Don't tell Civic Media this. They don't really have to pay me for that. I really just enjoy hanging out with those guys, talking with them, talking history, talking this area. And that's what they do. They keep history alive over there at the Historic Point Boss. Part of how they do that is with events that are going on, like the one today, is kicked off at 10 this morning, the Wakely Sugar Bush. Learned about the historic making of maple syrup. Sorry, got distracted. Maple syrup, though. It's not my fault. It's maple syrup. I can't help it. You can learn about the historic making of maple syrup from experienced cookers. Like the art of cooking maple syrup was learned from Native Americans soon after the Europeans landed on the American shores. Originally, the sap was boiled until it became sugar, since it was easier to store and transport. Something new they're doing this year, Canadian dumplings with maple syrup. That's going to be served in the house. That sounds so good. Dumplings. Historic Point Boss hosting this. A big thank you to them and all the volunteers and all the great staff that they have over there. It's a really fun event. Adults, $3. Students, $1. You can find out more by going to their website, historicpointboss.com. They have a handful of events they do all year long like this. Encourage you to be a part of them and volunteer if you can. Love the gang over there, but can always use young blood over there and help, you know, keep history alive. That's a fun one. Hope everybody's having a good time at the event. All these events. And I know that there's more going on. If you guys want to call up and let us know about them, please feel free to. And look, I know Midwesterners, we've got 30-ish degrees out there. Tell me any of you would be shocked if somebody called up with a garage sale. You wouldn't be shocked. You wouldn't be. No, you'd be lying to yourself if you were shocked by that. If you have spent 5 minutes in the Midwest, you know how we roll. You know how we do. There's a little bit of daylight there. Hey, get that. Weren't we going to do a garage sale? Let's get that stuff. You can do that right here. Bring your items to us. Items you want to sell. Items you're looking for. You know how it is. Looking around the house, looking around the apartment. You have that one item. You don't even know how you got it. It just showed up one day. May have came with the place. But you can't necessarily get rid of it. You don't want to throw it out. Bring it to us. Call up 424-2600. Same scenario. Maybe you've got a spot that needs something. Or there's something that you're looking for. Especially if it's something that you don't think, well, no, there's no way they would have this. People, if you are new to Over the Back Fence, let me tell you something. They may say there's nothing new under the sun. Over the Back Fence, a little bit different. We've had boat anchors on this show. We have had, if you can think of it, we have had it on this show. Longtime listeners know exactly, they're nodding their heads right now. They know exactly what I'm talking about. Got something you're looking for? Call up and join the conversation. 424-2600. Otherwise, a little bit later, we'll get into our news and notes, mailbag items, tell you about the schedule. First, let's take a call, our first one of the day. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you. I've got another community event that's coming up that I think the people would like to know about. It's going to be on April 1st. The Tri-North Ski Club is sponsoring a pancake breakfast and an Easter egg hunt for the kids. And it's going to be at their ski jumping complex out on County Trunk O in the town of Rome.
Mm-hmm.
The breakfast starts at 9:30 to 11, and 11 o'clock is going to be the Easter egg hunt. So we hope that some of the kids can enjoy and come out and see our complex.
Yeah, we enjoy whenever we have anybody from Tri-Norris joining us on the air, whether it's Morning Magazine or The Morning Show. Love talking about this, and we're definitely going to talk more and more about it. I didn't get a chance to ask them, though. Maybe you know. Is there an age limit on the Easter egg hunt? Say,
no,
46-year-old radio announcer?
What we're going to be doing, is the way I understand it, is to have colored eggs for different age groups.
That's cool.
And so they will go out and find their color and bring it back to the chalet, and then we will give them their candy.
That'll be a great event. It'll be a lot of fun. Thank you so much for calling up and reminding us about it. We'll be sure to be talking more about it and be sure to send a lot of people there.
Okay, and can I mention the cost for the breakfast?
Oh, please, yeah.
Okay, the cost for adults is just $7, and for kids under 12, it's only $4.
Excellent. Thanks a lot for calling up, sir. You have a great weekend.
Thank you.
424-2600. That is just how easy it's done. Call up and join the conversation. Love when you guys bring up things like that, especially. We do our best to cover everything around here. I think we do a dang good job, especially with a small staff, and we don't have producers or anything like a lot of shows that you hear on network media. But I think we do a dang good job. But we need those reporters out there, that kind of reporting, that kind of thing. We appreciate it. We'll definitely be talking more about that. Again, that is kicking off the Pancake and Easter Egg Hunt April 1st. Breakfast at 9:30. 11 o'clock will be the Easter Egg Hunt. You can find out more by going to trynorris.org. That is trynorris.org. Great people, great events over there. 424-2600. That is the number to call. Join up. Let's see. I got to be honest with everybody. This is between just you and I, though, okay? Just us. I am dying to talk about college basketball. In my defense, number one seeds just keep falling. They just keep going down left and right. Brackets being busted. Listen, you can hear the thousands and thousands of males crying about their brackets being busted right now. So many men tried to distract themselves not to think about it. But honestly, I think the majority, I would hope, are a little similar to where I am with it, where, well, for one, it's a little easy for me to say. The team I had winning it all, Gonzaga, I've still got in the tournament. But I think that's like the only team I have left in my bracket. I think the rest of my bracket is completely gone. Just scorched earth. And that's all right. Like, for, I don't know. I don't put money into these things. There's, you know, bragging rights and that. It's just fun. And I love the madness of March. And I don't know if, in history can be relative sometimes and everything, and I understand that. But I can't remember. I've been watching this for at least 30 years. And I can't remember a time where it's been like this. Take a look at the teams that are left. Out of those teams, one of those is going to be the national champion. And like maybe outside of a Texas, which in basketball, that's still surprising. All those teams are shocking. Even a Gonzaga, nobody had winning it all this year. Other years previously, sure. Not this year. The greatest minds, the people that are paid thousands of dollars to cover this sport, have no idea. None. And none of them predicted what's happening, especially last night. Amazing. We'll talk more about this, of course, on our sponsored sports show, Playmakers. The sponsored call-in show, that's that one, not this one. This one's more about your items and those kind of things and events going on in the area. And I'm telling you, we still got some time left here on the show. Not going to be surprised if somebody calls up with a garage sale. But for now, we'll go ahead and take a quick commercial break. We'll come back and get into our news and notes, our mailbag items, talk a little bit about that. And we'll take some more of your calls. It's Over the Back Fence here on WFHR, locally grown radio. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence. Hope you all are having a great Saturday out there. Your host, James, here. Let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. This morning, I've got a bunch of bicycle parts for sale, or pedals, chains, a lot of new parts, and that, and seats, all kinds of stuff, a big box full. And then also, I've got some old bikes, if anybody's interested, some old Schwinn bikes or something. And then give me a call at 715-781-5855. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good day, sir. If you're interested in those bike parts, old bikes, give them a call, 715-781-5855, 781-5855. That's how it's done. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. We'll take your items you're looking for, items you want to sell, events in the area. Speaking of events in the area, it is time for us to get into our news and notes and our mailbag items. Should I start saying the famous news and notes and mailbag items? I mean, we you know, this is one of the more popular things that Over the Back Fence is known for. I should probably sell it better. Maybe we need some music for this, Seth. Get some, that's what he needs. More things thrown on his plate. That's what I should be doing. Hey, Seth, here's another thing. Before we get into our news and notes, I want to dive, of course, into the mailbag. We have for sale 7-quart Gumara Gafka C86. It's a digital air fryer. Got it for Christmas. Have 4-quart fryer. I'm sorry, it's a little hard to read the writing here, but it's brand new. It's in the box. Was $80. They're selling it for $50 at 715-424-3694. It's 424-3694. For sale, a men's size 14 medium lacrosse rubber oversized shoes. Overshoes. Brand new in the box. Price $30. If you're interested, give them a call. 423-3775. 423-3775. For sale, 4 lawn mowers. 2 walking behind and 2 self-propelled. Mowers have been in storage and are currently not running. $15 for each. Call 715-423-3775, 423-3775. And I wanted to buy small wood turning lathe. Excuse me. Small word burning lathe. There we go. Get my radio voice going. There we go. 715-424-4477. 424-4477. If any organization is doing an Easter egg hunt, please let us know. Similar to that first call we took today about the Tri-Norris one going on. Let us know. We want to know all about those. Give us a call weekdays. You can call our front desk 9 to 4 at 424-1300. That's 424-1300. You will get in touch with the heart of WFHR, Pam Hilke. She does a great job of keeping track of all these for us so we can get them on the air and let you know about all these awesome Easter egg hunts going on. Still have yet to hear about one that's for adults, although I say that as a joke, but I'm a little afraid. I feel like one of these years that's going to happen, and I feel like that's a bridge too far, people. I'm the same guy that loves Halloween, parties for adults, so you can call me hypocritical, and I can't fight you on that, but I feel like Easter egg hunts would be a bridge too far. I feel like that'd be taking it a little too far. But for now, let us know about the kid Easter egg hunts. We'd love to know about them. 424-1300. Give our staff a call here Monday through Friday, 9 to 4. That's also the phone number, and I'll give you the email address in a second, that you can send your items for the mailbag. Do appreciate when you're able to type these out. It's a little bit easier for us to read them. And really, our job is to take these, be your middleman, sell these for you. So the better we can read them, better we can sell them. Make sure to look things over before you hit send. That's a good idea no matter what you're doing in social media, or I mean just online. You can email us otbf@wfhr.com, otbf@wfhr.com. Or again, give us a call Monday through Friday. Call our front desk, 9 to 4, 424-1300. That will do it for the mailbag for now. We dive into our news and notes. St. Branislava, holy name, has their all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast going on tomorrow from 8:30 to noon at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. Gonna have buttermilk and potato pancakes. Oh, French toast. French toast sounds really good. Breakfast links, milk, juice, and coffee. $9 for ages 13 to adult, $4 for ages 5 to 12. And it's going to be free for kids 4 and under. Cooked by the men of the Holy Name and table service at St. Bron's Boy Scout Troop number 201. Big thank you to them. Nice work. Thank you for your support. Appreciate you checking this out. Again, all-you-can-eat pancake breakfast taking place tomorrow, 8:30 to noon, at St. Branislava Holy Name at 3200 Plover Road in Plover. Spring is near. It's here, actually. As the seasons change, the American Red Cross is reminding the public that the need for blood doesn't take a break. Donors are crucial to helping the Red Cross avoid a blood shortage in the weeks to come. Donors of all blood types, especially type O donors, and are encouraged to make and keep appointments to donate. Book a time and give by visiting redcrossblood.org. That's redcrossblood.org. Or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS, 1-800-RED-CROSS. I'll give you some areas you can go to for that in just a second. First, let's take a phone call. Good morning. You're on the air.
Hey, James. How you doing?
Doing good. How are you doing, sir?
I just missed you yesterday.
Yeah, I saw that, but I appreciate you dropping that off. Thank you. It was very good.
No problem.
That was very nice. You and
I watched ESPN this morning, and the announcer said the best college game he's seen so far this year was Michigan and Kansas.
I believe it. I feel like there's a couple of games this tournament people could say that about. It's been crazy. You add on top of that the World Baseball Classic, the final that they had with all the people watching. I believe they said it was like 2 in 3 households in Japan were watching it. And, of course, you in the U.S. here, we were watching it like crazy. It's been a really crazy week sports-wise. And we're just all of this going on, and we've got opening day on Thursday.
Yep, Cubs and the Brewers.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Going to be a lot of fun.
You guys have a good day.
You have a great day, sir. Thank you so much for calling up, Gare. Appreciate you. 424-2600. Feel free to call up. Join the conversation, everybody. I was mentioning the Red Cross and donating blood. You don't have to be a superhero. In order to be a superhero, you don't really have to have a tights or a catchphrase or a tragic backstory. You can just donate blood. And it seems a little bit easier, too, doesn't it? Plus, I think all the good superheroes are taken. Like, I don't know. It'd be a lot easier to donate blood. I'll tell you some places you can do that in just a second. First, a phone call. Good morning. You're on the show.
Good morning. I've got a couple of items for sale.
All right.
I've got a push lawnmower, the Briggs & Stratton, 21-inch cut. Got self-propelled. It runs good, and it cuts great. Got a 6.5 engine on it. It's got a grass catcher, and it's got the larger wheels on the back. It's in mint condition. I'm trying to get $150 for it.
All right. And your phone number? You got more? All right.
Yeah. I've got a Samsung flat screen TV, 47-inch, which comes with a remote. It works good. I'm asking $50 for that. And all that is located here in Rapids. The phone number is area code 361-484-8923.
All right. 361-484-8923.
Sir.
Thanks for the call, man. Have a good weekend.
Yeah.
If you're interested in those items, give them a call. They're all here in Wisconsin Rapids where we're located. Area code 361-484-8923. 424-2600. That's how you do it. Call up. Join the conversation. Again, the blood drive's going on. Don't have to be a superhero. Donate blood if you can. Got one coming up. An opportunity from 11 to 6 on, on Monday over at the Peace Lutheran Church at 293 St. Main Street in Plover. I'm sorry, I apologize. That's 11 to 6 at the Plover Municipal Building at 2400 Post Road. Again, 11 to 6, Plover Municipal Building this Monday, 2400 Post Road. In the Stevens Point area, I mean, you can donate blood all the time. They're so great over there. It seems like they've always got their doors open. A big shout out to them. Starting on Monday, and it looks like Monday, Tuesday, then back again on Thursday and Friday, right up till April 1st on the 1st. You can donate 8:30 to 2:45 on noon to 6:15 most of those days. Stevens Point Blood Donation Center at 3201 C Main Street. 3201 C Main Street. Our friends at the Lowell Center have some great events going on this Monday. When they get back from their Chicago trip, or their Chicago trip departs, not sure, it looks like, departs. Safe travels, everybody. If you're flying out of O'Hare, say hello to it for me, old stomping grounds of mine. From 8 to 3:30, the AARP will have their tax aid program. From 8 to 4, Walking Path. 8:30, Hatha Yoga. 9:30, Arthritis Exercise. Also at 9:30, they'll have their cardio drum. And at 10:30, Card Workshop. At 1:30 will be the book club, The Magnolia Palace. Our friends at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693. Got bingo every Wednesday for you. You'll be shouting bingo. They open their doors at 5. Bingo kicks off at 6:30. And the Elks Lodge does so much in this community, puts into this community so much. Events like this are part of the way they're able to do that. Not only are you going to have a good time, maybe see some people, but you'll also be putting back into the community just by playing bingo. Every Wednesday at the Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693 at 430 West Jackson Street, here in Wisconsin Rapids. We just had our friends from the Aging and Disability Resource Center in yesterday on Morning Magazine. We were talking about a number of things, and one of the things that came up was their managing caregiver stress. Providing care for a loved one can be rewarding, but caregivers can also experience stress, guilt, frustration. Oftentimes, they're the last one to know they're even a caregiver, especially when it's a family member or something. You don't think about it being you're a caregiver. You think about you're just taking care of family. It's what we do. But you are a caregiver, and it's important to, you know, make sure that your cup doesn't get too empty. Can't take care of anybody else's backyard if you don't take care of yours first. Got to take care of yourself. Join us for a one-hour session on Thursday, March 30th. Registration is required. This is Antigo, Marshfield, Wausau. It'll be at the ADRC offices there from 10 to 11. And then for Merrill and Wisconsin Rapids at the ADRC CW offices here from 2 to 3. Both programs will be offered virtually as well, so if you can't make it in person, you can catch it on your laptop or computer. You can register and find out more by calling 886-9545, or you can go to their website, adrc-cw.org, adrc-cw.org. Our good friends at Focus, Feeding Our Communities with United Services, has all three of its original founding services in its new location at 2321 West Grand Avenue. The Focus Neighborhood Meal Program is in effect. Meals will be served in-house on Thursdays at 2321 West Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, from 4:30 to 6. Also remind you that our good friends at the Neighborhood Table, a part of Focus, provide to-go meals Thursdays from 4:30 to 5:15. They have a limited number of meals available, so reservations should be made by going online at theneighborhoodtable.org. It's all one word, neighborhoodtable.org. If you don't have internet access, you can give them a call. Just be sure to do it before noon on Thursday. That's 715-422-1980, 422-1980. Be sure to leave your name, phone number, number of meals you require. Give them a thank you. And we do say a big thank you to everybody as a part of the focus group, everybody helping us make sure that we keep our community fed. I think that's a community responsibility right there. 424-2600. That's the number to call. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We'll come back. We got some more news and notes. We want to talk about our schedule here at the station. Got a couple of other things to get into. And, of course, take your phone calls. You can call up during the break if you'd like. We'll get to you right when we come back here on Over the Back Fence at WFHR. Welcome back to the morning. I knew I was going to do it at least once. Every Over the Back Fence, I do it at least once. Welcome back to Over the Back Fence for this Saturday, March 25th, 2023. Your host, James, here. Hope you guys are having a great one out there. Thanks so much for joining us. Here to take your phone calls at 424-2600. Otherwise, I was going to talk a little bit more about some events coming up. It's hard to believe, at least for me, that March is about done. We are going into the final week of March, the first 3 months of 23, done. Crazy. Does kind of mean for us also that spring is a little bit closer. That ain't so bad. April 1st, right around the corner, and there's no place like Creative Arts Days. Experience the many talents of Wood County's 4-H youth, one-act plays and skits, demonstrations, arts and craft, decorated cakes, photography, Lego building, vocal and instrumental performances. Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. at Pittsville Schools. Concessions will be provided by Shady Lane 4-H and teen leaders. Great way of supporting the 4-H and maybe learning a little bit more about the 4-H and ways that you can volunteer or participate or have your kids involved. Tell you, as a city kid, I would have given anything to been around the 4-H and been a part of something like that. It seems like, I don't know, every time they join us, we're talking to them. there's something new or something fun that they're talking about that are like, man, I wish I was a kid and I could have done that. Speaking of our friends at the 4-H, Jasmine is going to be joining us, 4-H council over there. She'll be joining us from UW Extension this Thursday on Morning Magazine. More on that later when we get into our schedule. But Creative Arts Days, coming up Saturday, April 1st, 9 a.m. at Pittsville Schools. Embrace the many talents of Wood County's 4-H youth. Yesterday, my In Fact 2 radio older sister and I, Terry Johns, was in. We got the band back together. Terry, of course, the CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Terry, actually, the poor thing, had to do double duty this week. She joined us on Morning Magazine as well. Talked about a couple of great things coming up. Of course, their calendar raffle is still going on. Encourage you to sign up for that. Get one of those. You can do that at uwswac.org. Got a couple of other things for you to bookmark and keep in mind as well. Their book drive is coming up. Drop off books or cash donations at the United Way office at 351 Oak Street, Wisconsin Rapids. It's a time to donate new or gently used children books. The biggest need are baby board books and easy readers. Books will be distributed during the Great Book Giveaway, June 6th through the 13th, over in Adams Friendship, Nacoosa, Port Edwards, Rome, Rudolph, Vesper, and Rapids. For more information, I'll give you that information in total at the end here because I got a couple of other things to mention for the United Way. Like you can protect your identity and support the United Way during Shred Day. That'll be Wednesday, April 12th, 9 to 11. Or until maximum capacity is reached. Keep that in mind. And as Terry's mentioned, they've hit that before in years past. So you might want to get there early. Protect yourself from identity theft by bringing in your sensitive documents, old tax returns, bank statements, canceled checks, etc. to be securely shredded on-site by ShredSafe. Each individual can shred two 18x10 boxes for free. They kindly ask for a donation of $5 to United Way for each box thereafter. Thanks to their generous sponsors, Bank Corp, Prevail Bank, for every pound of paper shredded, United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties will receive $1 with a maximum donation of $2,000. Again, protect your identity and support the United Way all at once with Shred Day, Wednesday, April 12th, 9 to 11 at the Prevail Bank parking lot at 1601 Lincoln Street in Wisconsin Rapids. In the United Way's annual United Weekend Food Sculpture Contest, happening at Winterfield Thursday, June 15th. Teams of volunteers will build sculptures out of donated canned food. And after the event, the Southwood County Hunger Coalition will distribute the cans to local food programs, adding to the total of over 64,000 pounds of food donated through the event since 2013. 64,000 and counting. This is such a fun event. Community members help fight hunger by registering a team with the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties. Before the event, teams collect non-perishable food and donations, purchase the items needed to create a sculpture of their design. And teams who register by May 12th will be entered to win Craft River tickets to the 2023 Rafters game. On June 15th, mark that calendar, June 15th, teams will build their sculptures at Winterfield between 10 to 4. The sculptures will be on display during the Wisconsin Rapids Rafters game against the Kalamazoo Growlers. Opening pitch, 6:35. A panel of judges, one of those being myself, will determine the most nutritious, most creative sculptures. Fans in attendance will help decide the Community Choice Award by voting for their favorite design. The winning teams get on the field between innings to receive their awards. To register your team for the United Weekend and take a swing at hunger, visit them at uwswac.org or you can give Ben a call at 715-421-0390. That's 421-0390. And you can always dial 211 for more assistance. Big thank you to our friends at the United Way. Find out more by following them on social media. And, of course, going to their website, uwswac.org. And real quick before we go to break, shameless plug time. I'm so excited about this. Our head of marketing and sales around here, Steph Schmidt, one of the hardest working people I know.
One of her babies, her passion projects, has been Hoozle's Rise to Music. The first one was last year. You know how good it went. You know how good it went. It was amazing. It was fantastic. So much fun. So much fun. We got to do this again, right? And we're at it again. Steph has been hard at work ever since the last one. I would say even before the last one ended, she's been working on this one. We've got a lot of local great sponsors that are a part of this, and we can always use more. We want as many people a part of the team and a part of this as possible. So whether you are a sponsor, would like to be a sponsor, or maybe you're a musician, or you know a musician out there, hey, now's the time to register. Now's the time to sign up. We encourage you to do that. You can do that by going to hoozlesrisetomusic.com. That's hoozlesrisetomusic.com. If you type that in your search engine, it'll take you right to the page. Again, hoozlesrisetomusic.com. Cannot wait. This is going to be such a fun event. And again, a shout out to Hoozles, Steph, everybody that's working so hard on this. It's going to be really just a fun event. A lot of fun. We got so many great local talents around here. It's nice to have these events to be able to let them do their thing. We're actually going to talk more about that when we get into our schedule after the commercial break. Segways today, people. I feel like I got that going today. I feel like my segways, I'm batting okay on the segways today. Not too bad. I don't get to do this every Saturday, so I'm not too bad, I think. No, not very good. Maybe 2 out of 4, right? Take a quick commercial break. We'll come back, and then we'll take you to the top of the hour, get you right to noon on Over the Back Fence, WFHR, locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates here at Over the Back Fence. Thank you so much. Welcome back to the show. Let's go ahead and take a caller. Good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning. I have a jacket, an extra large, tall. It's like a Carhartt, but the name of it is Work King, and it's a brand-new jacket, and it's never been worn, and I want $35 for it, and they can see me at, the phone number is 715-204-5108.
That phone number is 715-204-5108.
That's right.
You have a great day. Thanks for calling.
Yep, thank you.
Again, if you're interested in that jacket, give her a call, 715-204-5108, 204-5108. 424-2600 is the phone number to call. We've got some time left in the show, about 10 minutes. We'll take you right up till noon. We got to have some fun while we do it, too. Before we get into our schedule, I want to go ahead and take a look at our day in history. Let's go ahead and have some fun doing that a little bit. We don't get to do that as much as we used to around here. Definitely some interesting stuff going on this day. It is, of course, March 25th, the 84th day of 2023. There are 281 days left in the year. Not bad. We can do some damage with that, right? We can have some fun with that. Some interesting things to note. It was on this day in 1655. We all remember this, right? In 1655, we were all just hanging out, looking up at the sky because there was nothing else to do. Well, while somebody was looking up there, Dutch mathematician and astronomer Christian Huygens discovered Titan, the largest moon of Saturn, on this day. In 1807, the British Parliament abolished the slave trade in the British West Indies. Sort of. You might want to read a little bit more about that one. Plenty more history on that. Let's see. 1918, French composer Claude Debussy, whose works were a seminal force in the music of the 20th century, passed away at the age of 55. And let's see. In 1954, RCA announced it had begun producing color television sets at its plant in Bloomington, Indiana. They were 15-inch. I'm seeing here they're 12 to 15 inches, and they cost $1,000. Man. 1960s, the genius Ray Charles recorded my favorite song of his, Georgia, Georgia on My Mind, as part of his Genius Hits the Road album in New York. 1965, the Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. led by 25,000 people to the Alabama State Capitol in Montgomery after a five-day march from Selma to protest the denial of voting rights to blacks. Later that day, civil rights activist Viola Luisio, a white Detroit homemaker, was shot and killed by Ku Klux Klanmen. In 1987, the Supreme Court in Johnson v. Transportation Agency ruled 6-3 that an employer could promote a woman over an arguably more qualified man to help get women into higher ranking jobs. And it was 10 years ago, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Afghanistan President Hamid Karzai made a show of unusual unity between their two nations as Kabul, as the U.S. and military ceded control of its last detention facility in Afghanistan, ending long-standing irritation and relevations. And there was a lot of birthdays on this day. Film critic Gene Shalit's 97. Former astronaut James Lovell is 95. Gloria Steinem is 89. Sir Elton John, 76. I'm pretty sure Aretha Franklin was born. Yeah, Aretha Franklin born in this day as well. It's kind of cool. Aretha Franklin and Elton John born in the same day. For some reason, that just seems really cool to me. Let's see here. Olympic bronze medalist Debbie Thomas is 56. Alex Moffat is 41. Catherine McPhee is 39. Chris Redd, another SNL alum, 38. Just some of the interesting things happening that happened on this day. On Monday's morning show, one of the things I want to get into is the situation that happened to the Girl Scouts this year. Man, I'm bringing a little bit of attention to that. I haven't seen a whole lot of talking and reporting about that, but the Girl Scouts ran into a real crux with their Girl Scout cookies this year, and really feel for a lot of the parents dealing with that and how that went. I want to get into that a little bit. Speaking of morning show topics, let's get into our schedule. But again, you can shut me up anytime, people. 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation. 424-2600. But of course, we got great weekend programming lined up for you. Tomorrow, we got the greatest show ever. I was going to say the greatest polka show ever. No, it's the greatest show ever. The Sunshine Polka Show. Join my man, Tim Hubbelt, for a great lineup of great polka that you ain't going to hear anywhere else. You can join Tim every Saturday, of course, at 7 a.m. on Sundays at 1. A little bit later, 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music. Similar to what Tim does, Seth does such an amazing job scouring, searching, getting into dirt, and looking not just for music, but for information or sound bites, different things to entertain you or bring you that not any other show will do. He's also a great host. Seth Faces the Music every Sunday, 6 to 8 this week. He's getting in the dirt. He's talking earth and dirt. That's going to be his theme. So he'll have songs and things like about referencing that and about that. And it's a perfect lead-in, perfect really headline, really, to Director's Cut. Join us every Sunday from 8 to 9 for Director's Cut. This week, Seth and I welcome to the WFHR stage, Chris Lee. Local talent, Hoozle's Rise to Fame alum, Rise to Music alum. Chris has joined us on the air before. Tomorrow, maybe tomorrow morning, I'm going to post on our Facebook page some videos that I took of Chris during the recording session of Director's Cut we did last week. Seth and I had such a good time hanging out with Chris. Just couldn't be more of a natural at this and such a good time, such a good musician. We had a really good time talking with him. Encourage you to check out that show and really any other shows that you might have missed of Director's Cut or any of our original content. You can catch it all. We have all of our shows podcasted, so if you miss anything in real time, have no fear. Go to civicmedia.us, civicmedia.us, under our shows tab, you'll see all of our original shows. And whether it is the morning show, morning magazine, Seth Faces Music, Director's Cut, or any of our other stuff under Civic Media, like As Goes Wisconsin or shows like that. They're all podcasting and waiting for you right there. Encourage you to spread the word and share these shows. Help support local. Keep radio alive. We greatly appreciate you. You're the best listeners in radio. Join us tomorrow, 6 to 9, really. Seth Faces Music, 6 to 8. Director's Cut, 8 to 9. Chris Lee being featured there. Looking at our lineup for the week, good stuff. We kick things off, of course, with the morning show here at WFHR from 7 to 10. Melissa and Beth will be with us. Got a bunch of great stuff to get into. We're going to have some fun, see how everybody's weekend went. I mentioned a Girl Scout subject I want to get into. And, of course, we'll have Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. And then we'll kick off the 9 o'clock hour with Melissa and Beth's show, The Kitchen's Open. Another great segment waiting for you right there. Big shout out to Chatterbox Catering. Thank you for sponsoring that. And after we're done hanging out with you, getting your morning started right on a positive, fun note, Playmakers from 10 to 11. Join us. Nobody ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game. Call up and join the conversation just like you do here over the back fence. 424-2600. Let's talk some sports. We know you got feelings. Know you got thoughts. Seth is going to be joining us from location, actually. And then, of course, all of you will be joining us. We'll be taking your calls. Certainly going to talk about March Madness. We have to. We'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the World Baseball Classic. I want to know if you guys like the World Baseball Classic. We've heard from the talking heads. We've heard from players. I want to hear from you guys and hear what you think about it, if you like it, if you want to keep it, those kind of things. We'll certainly talk about the Major League Baseball season kicking off on Thursday. Your Wisconsin Badgers are rolling in the NIT tournament. They got games on Tuesday and hopefully on Thursday. We'll have those right here at WFHR, because we're the home of your Wisconsin Badgers. And, of course, a great week of Morning Magazine. Guests like the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce. I mentioned our friends from UW Extension. And we're going to be talking with candidates all week long. Morning Magazine is going to be mainly featuring candidates for the Wisconsin Rapids School Board and for the Wood County Circuit Court Branch 4 Judge. So we'll have that as featured on Morning Magazine as well this week. A lot of fun waiting for you right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Oh, you say it better, Pam. You go ahead.